For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood. Setting a table with silver and china is a regular ritual for Dawn Corley. Silver is her love and her profession. She began collecting silver at the age of 6 in Charleston, guided by her great aunt, who instilled in her a love of silver for more than its financial worth.
And she would tell me the stories of the pieces, where they came from and who owned them. And so from the age of probably 3 or 4, I always oriented to the story rather than the monetary value of the object.
As Corley grew, so did her collection and her expertise. She has become known as the Charleston Silver Lady, making presentations on silver and its history across the nation. She has many important pieces, but the stories behind them are more relevant to her than their famous owners.
I have John C. Calhoun's only silver that he owned for himself that was made in Columbia and in Charleston of coin silver. I have Wade Hampton's rotating spirit stand that was made in Columbia of coin silver. I have a lot of important pieces that were not cool at the time I bought them. And so the reason I get asked to speak so often is because I know those stories.
Corley has presented talks on silver before 4 United States presidents, the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and European royalty. But she also does many talks near home, such as discussing silver and appraising pieces at the South Carolina State Museum. Celeste Wazzola, the museum's public programs manager, said Corley's ability to communicate with audiences is remarkable.
You hear that cliche, it makes history come alive, but that is really what it is. I have sat fascinated at some of her lectures about things that were used by people 200, 300 years ago, and it really makes you see it. It makes you see that time period.
Wazzola said people are drawn to Corley because she shows a genuine interest in the stories their silver tells about their families.
She is taking the time to relate to their grandmother, their great aunt. You know, if it were something abstract about Louis XIV, that's not as personal as thinking about my great-great-grandfather used this and he was never without it. She lets them know that it's important to her. She wants to know the story.
In her 200 yearly appearances, Corley often appraises silver for its monetary value, but at home she uses her silver and advises others to do so because of another type of value, its health benefits.
Silver is naturally antimicrobial. That means if you use it, it's a barrier to germs. That's why, like, if you have a toasting goblet, it's always silver. If you have a common cup at church, it's always silver. If you give a baby a gift, it's a silver cup. All that started before disease prevention. They're visually beautiful, but they're still more of a tool than a decoration.
A favorite object from Corley's collection is a small item made by legendary patriot Paul Revere.
It's a little spoon, and on the back of the bowl of the spoon, on the convex part, is a little bird cage. In the bird cage is a little baby eagle flying out, and in the ribbon in the eagle's mouth it says, "I love liberty."
Corley never collects a piece of silver without knowing its story. She said there are objects that need to be found so that their stories can be recorded.
Like, I never thought I would own Wade Hampton's spirit stand. I have Robert E. Lee's card case made of silver. Should I have that? No. But I have it because I'm the type of person that will tell the story, so these things sort of find me in that sense. So for me, I'm still looking for the stories. I want everyone I can get before I'm done.
The Charleston Silver Lady said she gets a thrill when people tell her that hearing her speak has inspired them to preserve their own family stories. This report also can be heard at SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.